WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello to everyone on this beautiful fall day. I'm so excited to be back with Trevor Neal from the Newport Music Festival, who will be joining me week after week to bring you exciting classical music for your children's enjoyment.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm so thrilled to be back with you this week and the rest of our listeners at home as we explore the world of classical music.
I'm sure everyone at home is just excited as we are to get started today, but first, as always, let's thank our sponsors.
Absolutely. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Now that we have thanked our very generous sponsors, Trevor, what exciting musical journey do you have for us today?
Jamie, when we talk about classical music, we always focus on orchestral music, opera, or some large work for orchestra and chorus, but rarely do we have a conversation about band music.
Huh? I never really thought about that, but there is some awesome band music out there that I'm sure our audience at home would be thrilled to be introduced to.
Well, I'm glad you feel the same way as I do. So what do you say we get started?
Absolutely. I'm super pumped.
Before we start, I do have a question for you, Jamie.
Sure, what's that?
Do you know the makeup of a band?
Isn't that like a tuba and a cowbell? We can always use more cowbell.
Well, it's a little more than that. A band is typically broken up into three categories: woodwinds, brass, and percussion. Woodwinds consist of instruments in the flute, clarinet, and saxophone families primarily, with a few specialty instruments like the oboe and the bassoon. Brass typically consists of trumpets, trombones, euphoniums, also known as the baritone, and tuba. Percussion is pretty self-explanatory, and we will revisit these and other fascinating instruments on a later show.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of some of those.
Well, let's get started with our first piece. Since it is the weekend before Veterans Day, I thought we should get today kicked off with something more patriotic. American Salute is based on the patriotic tune When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, written in 1943. One can only guess that it is meant to serve as a morale booster during the uncertainty of World War II. By American composer Martin Gold, this is American Salute. Thank you.
Land of the free, home of the brave, baby.
Well, since you're feeling a little patriotic after that last one, I'll stay with another prolific American wind composer. Percy Grainger was an Australian-born composer, arranger, and pianist who lived in the United States from 1914 on and became a citizen in 1918. The first piece titled Molly on the Shore mostly features the woodwind section of the band, especially the clarinets and saxophones. The opening clarinet solo is a common audition excerpt in the key of B-flat major for clarinet or concert F major for flute or bassoon. The second piece, Children's March, I found appropriate because, well, this is a children's radio show after all. Hope you enjoy!
Thank you.
Oh, wow, Trevor. Those really followed the first piece perfectly.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, Jamie. Our next piece is possibly one of the most well-known standards in the band world. Gustav Holst, composer of The Planets, wrote this piece during the beginning of the 20th century. The first suite convinced many other prominent composers that serious music could be written specifically for band. This is First Suite in E-flat by Gustav Holst.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, such varying characteristics of sound in this piece. He pieces the different themes together so artfully.
He does indeed. Much like our next composer, Vaughan Williams, his sea songs are a combination of three sea shanties: Princess Royal, Admiral Benbow, and Portsmouth. Although it uses the tunes of these shanties, it is not entirely in a shanty style. Shanties were songs that were sung on sea vessels to keep sailors entertained while they work, so by arranging them for military band, Vaughan Williams moves away from the traditional shanty genre and combines it with classical music. These are Vaughan Williams's sea songs.
How can one feel like they are not out at sea on a ship with these pieces? I can see it now. Captain Jamie.
Sure. The next piece is kind of a wild card. I chose it because I really enjoy the choral music of Eric Whitaker, but I think our listeners will find this and other wind pieces written by him very intriguing. I don't want to spoil it for everyone, so here's Eric Whitaker's Godzilla Eats Las Vegas.
Whoa, now this should be interesting. Okay, Trevor, now that was cool.
Just hang tight, Jamie. I only have one more left for today, and this one I think everyone will find interesting. Composer Ron Nelson composed this piece while on a winter vacation in the northeast of the country. Want to take a guess where, Jamie?
New York. It's always New York.
Nice guess, but it's actually a little closer to home. Composed in Rocky Point, Rhode Island, this is Ron Nelson's Rocky Point Holiday.
Thank you.
Whoa, the imagery going through my brain listening to that piece makes me very proud to be presenting this show to our families here in Rhode Island.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share, Jamie. And thank you again to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters for their continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you.
See you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.